life and then days on the days. We have one tesvis to learn the bottom tesvis. We had heard that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zrike that he should ask Rabbo, how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yochanan himself held halachic as the Mishnah. So he told them, this kasha is not a kasha, because it's a stam, ba'achakach machloikasi, ba'ein halachic as stam. And then he says, over member of Rabbi Yochanan, machloikas, vachkach stam, halachic as stam, stam, achakach machloikas, ein halachic as stam. Stam ve'acha kach machloikasi. Ve'im toima v'mrina b'reish meseches b'yik. Gabi Shabbos soson lontane ke Rab Shimon. This is a machloikas Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda, Nilches Mukze. It's a machloikas between Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. The Bahima died in Shabbos. If you're allowed to be mechatach the nevela, to give to Klov. Erev Shabbos, the Bema was alive. It wasn't aimed to die. Do we say that it was Daitai Olof, and he wasn't marked the meat of the Bema Midaitai? Or do you say that he was marked the meat of the Bema Midaitai? So therefore it is Mukze. So the Gemara says, Gabi Shabbos, Sosalon Taneke Reb Shimon. By Shabbos, we paskin like Reb Shimon, we don't hold mukze. Tisnam mechatchim adluim, besa nevela. Vikir is nevela. Afal gav de poli gav Yehuda b'seife, v'koma im lehoysa nevela mi'erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to klovim in Shabbos. So it's a peledike maise. So we have in that mission alone, there's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. God, it's a stam. The stam, it says mechatchenas nevela stam without a name, but it's a stam ba'achakach machloikis. So how could the Gemara say sosam lontane kirab shemin? V'yeshloime dinehei deloichoshiv stam gomu. Mikol mokim choshiv kirabim legabi yochid. Since Rabbeinu HaKodesh was soisim the Mishneh, so it has a chshivis of Rabim Legabi Yochid. The Marsha explains as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said, Haloche Kistam Mishneh. That means that there's no way out. Haloche Kistam Mishneh. We have to pass on like Stam Mishneh. And that argument says, Stam Va'achakach Machloikis. It's not muchach to paskin like Stam Mishneh. That means as follows. Mi ma she'sosam Rabbeinu HaKodesh, it would seem that Rabbeinu HaKodesh is noite to be machia like the Stam, but one is not muchach to paskin like that. One can paskin fakert. That's what our Gemara is saying. Rabbi Yochanan would never be chaylik with a stam mishnah. If it's a stam b'achakach machloikis, then it depends. We see Rabbeinu Kodesh was noite mistimosoi to the first day, but it does not mean that we're muchach to paskin like that. And Dachsimid Marsha continues, we have a whole shakla v'tayya over here. The Gemara said of Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan paskind, like Rabbi Yossi, is a raya, that is not chaylik keneged Arabim. It's keneged that Tanakam is a yechidoi. So, Dachstermi the Marsha says that, it means if the Tanakama would be a rabbim, you could also paskind like Rabbi Yossi. You could paskind like Rabbi Yossi, but it's not Mestava he would paskind like Rabbi Yossi. It is a rab. But since the Tanakam is also a Yechidoi, so even though we see Mimasha Sosam Rebbe, we see that Rebbe was noite like the first day, And it's kirabim legabi yochid. It has a mile of kirabim gabi yochid, but afal pikein, if an amoire wants to paskin pakert, he's able to paskin pakert. Bimtaima, beperik amoitzi yain de porich, umisova rabbi yochanan dover sheine miskaven also. Does Rabbi Yochanan know the dover sheine miskaven is also, vama rabbi yochanan aloche kista mishne? Usnan nozir chayfeif umefasfeis, aboloi soirik. So nozir is permitted to be chayfeif roishoi. It's a possibility, my tear out some is, but it's not a psychoshe. It's ain't a miskaven. And therefore the Mishnah says it's mutter. So al koponim, so d'moye sakashe. How could Rabbi Yechanan say, Dov Shem Miskav Nuzo, so he said, Aloche Kishtam Mishnah, we have a Stam Mishnah that it's Mutter. Umay Kushi, the Stam Ben Nozer, that is true. There's a Stam Mishnah in Nozer that Dov Shem Miskav Nuzo is Mutter. Who plucked the Bepeg Beis the Bey, but there's a Machlokes Bepeg Beis the Bey, Gabi Kirud, Vikarzu, and there's a Machlokes, there's a Machlokes, and Bey there's a Machlokes. Ubetrei mesachti omer perkama de mesachas avay de zore, ein seide le mishne. That we say, ein seide le mishne. So therefore, if it's ein seide le mishne, so could very well be, ein seide le mishne means that we do not know the seider that Rabbeinu HaKadosh learned this mesachte in the yeshiva. That means the achro came about, as we mentioned yesterday from Abul Chonam, the achro came about from the das of the kol gedolei hader that were learning the yeshivas Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And if they learned, let's say, Lu Yitzu, they learned, Beye after Mesechtes Nozer, And there's a machloikis in Beye, so it's a stam ba'achakach machloikis. And we can never know what the Seyda Halimud was. That's what the Gemara says, betrei mesechta ain't Seyda la Mishnah. We can never know which mesechta they learned later. If they learned Nozer after Beye, they learned Beye after Nozer. So if they learned Beye after Nozer, so it's a stam ba'achakach machloikis. So what is the Gemara asking Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan? How could Rabbi Yochanan paskin? Like, how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin that the Dov Shem Miskaven is also, there's a Stam Mishneh in Ozer that holds its mutter, but there's a Machloikis in Beye. The Lekka Lemein with Rabbi Yochanan is a Elohi Kistam, a Philip Stam Bachakach. Machloikis. Daka mahoche be'ed yalibid Rabbi Yochanan stam v'achakach machloikis. So you see Rabbi Yochanan himself holds by stam v'achakach machloikis, we don't paskin like the stam. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Tosfos says a beautiful teretz. Yeshleim b'davadai b'stam v'achakach machloikis moide Rabbi Yochanan da'ein haloche k'stam. There's no halacha like a stam. Avu betrei mesechte isle Rabbi Yochanan the hilchis the kistam, that the loch is like the stam. The time of the Rabbi Yochanan. Now, why is the loch, if manushech, if stam v'achakach machloik is ein aloch the kistam. And by trei mesech, they ain't say the lemishnah, so why is hilchis the kistam? The time of the Rabbi Yochanan, mishum de mistome islon lemeima, de machloik is va'achakach stam hu, v'loi stam va'achakach machloik is, dein lonu loimer shechoza boi rabbi mi piskoi at shenire befeis. That means like this, if you have a stam mishne, so that means Rabbeinu HaKadosh with the yeshiva came to achlota, we paskin like this. So they were mevarer after Ian v'omul godel. This is the halacha. Now later, if I see a machloikis, so you have to say that they were choizer from their psak, which is not mestaver. If they came to achro and they paskind already, that means if there's a machloikis, so they're not being machri, the halacha, that The Tangus is a machloikis. They weren't mevar the halacha. But if they were mevar the halacha already, it's not mistava to say that they were chayse from the psak, unless you see it black and white. So, if it's in the same mesechta, yevastam, and then a machloikis in the same mesechta, so we see klar that even though in the first peirik they were machia like one man the yomer, but later in the eighth peirik they being done a machloikis, so we see that they were chayse. We see they were chayza, but that's if you see it black and white. But if I don't know what I see, if it's trei mesechti ve'ein seidel mishneh, and I don't know if they learned beye before nazir or nazir before beye, so I should assume that they learned beye before nazir, because if nazir there's a psak, there's a hachra that the loch is like this, so mistomet that was safe item. That's what Taisva says. They learned the lema shechazu by Rabbi mi piskei at shenira beferish. Umiu shara miroi islu. That's Rabbi Yechonim personally holds. Mi shara miroi islu de betray mesechti ein seide le mishne bein hilchese kistam. A sadistic toira adam aroi machayle kan Rabbi Yechonim. They hold, we can't know, that alone is not machia to say that it's machlekes v'achakach stam. The best of Tosfos would have to know the sugya very well in Erevin to appreciate the kasha and the teretz. So let us go further. Mistamech v'ozel Rabbi Abo akasvei d'Rab Nochim Shamei. Ababo was leaning on the shoulders of Rabbi Nochem, his Mishores, and Rabbi Nochem was using this opportunity. He's very close with Ababo. So Mankid Ba'ozel Hilchus Semenei, so he was Malakat Alochas. He has this opportunity. He's walking with him. So Mimele started asking him Shailas. Boy Minei. Machlekes v'achakach stam mai. What is the din by machlekes v'achakach stam? Omalei halochik istam. We paskin like this stam. Stam v'achakach machlekes mai. Omalei ein halochik istam. We don't have the achra of the stam already. Stome demasnisen u'machlekes bebraise mai. There's a stam mishnin. The braisos here machlokes. Amalei halachik istam. We passing like this stam. Machlokes b'mas nisin ustame b'braisemai. Amalei b'chi rebi loishama rabchiyah minayin loy. He said, how reliable could rabchiyah be? That means Rabbi Chiya was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And if Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote, it was Seisim Machloikis, and he was a Machloikis, Rabbeinu HaKadosh wasn't Machiya. So Mamele, so a Stam of a Baraisa is not Machiya over the Machloikis of a Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Mankit malakit b'men halachis psukis halachik pleini uplaini. Rabbi loishana. Rabbi shesidras haMishneh loishana shetahei Mishneh. That it should be, the Mishneh should be like this. Shalai rotzo l'saisma. He did not want to be machir that halach is like this. Rabchiya talnida minayin loish halachik kemaiso. So how did he know halachik kemaiso? Shesosma bebraise. That means if you don't have dachra from Rebbe, and Rebbe was, we mentioned before, that was dachra of Kol Chachme Yadir, so Rabchiya, the dachra of Rabchiya is enough to be machiya, the machlekes of Rebbe. Amalei. So you're telling me if you have a stam mishneh, we have to paskin like a stam mishneh. So when I ask you, Akash, Vosnan, we learned a stam mishneh. I'm going to prove not the way you say. There's a stam mishneh in Masechtas Kalin, and we don't paskin like this stam mishneh. So that's Akash and your Yisoy. Vosnan, we learned a mishneh as follows: Masreik shel pishta, A person has a comb that is used to comb out flax. Shenitlo shinot. The teeth were taken out of the masrik. V'nishtayru boishtayim. And two teeth are left over. Tame. That's the Shash's Girsa. So the masrik is tame. Because with two teeth he can still comb. It doesn't have all the teeth, but two teeth are... He can comb with two teeth. Va'achas. But why if only one tooth is left over? Toyer. So it's not a comb anymore. So you can't comb with it. V'kulon shenitloy achas achas b'fnei atzma. But what if the teeth were taken out? So now the deal is that the teeth alone have achshivas of a keli. We'll see later. You can use them as thumbtacks. You can use them to clean out a nail. They have shimushim. The shinayim of the teeth of a comb have a shimush bifnei atzma. Is tmeyes. So the each tooth is makabel tumah because it's a keli. That is by a masrik shel pishton. Let us see Rashi. So far, shtayim tmeis, the chazil lemilsei, two teeth you can comb with. Achas toiret lechazil lemidi. Achas bifnei atzmo, she'ena tchuva b'masrik. Now, this one is not stuck into the comb. It is taken out. It's tmeir. Shiruyil a nair. You can clean out a nair with it. Oyla misuach. Or you can stretch lifreish begodim. You can stretch begodim. This was used like a nail or a thumbtack to stretch out begodim. Like the teeth of the comb were sharp. So you could use it as a thumbtack or a nail to stretch out begodim. Oychut sumiz. Or you can separate one thread from another thread. It is a shimus. That is a masrek shel pishto. Shel tzemer shenitlu shinov achas mibentayim. Now, what is a comb that is used for combing out wool? Shenitlu shinov achas mibentayim. That means you have the teeth were close together. And in three teeth together, the middle tooth was taken out. So it's toil. If you have spaces, it means you've took out all the middle teeth, you can have a lot of teeth left over, but if you don't have the teeth together, so it can function as a comb of wool. Nishtayru boy gimel b'moke mechot. But what if you have three teeth together? Tome. Then it's tome. But what if the three teeth, one of the three teeth was the outer tooth? Tohel. Now the outer tooth of the comb was dull. That means the inner teeth were sharp, so you could comb with them. The outer tooth was dull, didn't have a sharp head. So we said we need three teeth in order to, they should have a shame masrek, a comb. So you need three. So to make sure the three is not, when you're counting three, don't use the outer tooth, because the outer tooth, it's dull. It's not, fine. Nitlu beis, what if you took out two teeth? Va'ason l'malakit. Now you want to use it for tweezers. Tmeis. You made it into a tweezers. So it's tome. Achas. What happens if you took out one tooth of a maslik shel tzema? V'hiskino l'ner. And you fixed it. That you could use it now to clean out a ner. Now you can spread out the garden with it. You can use it as a nail or a thumbtack. So this is a Stam Mishneh in Mesechtes Kalim. V'kaimelon ve'ein halacha k'aisa Mishneh. We don't pass like this Mishneh. So he asked, he asked Rab Nochem, asked Rab Abu, you tell me a klal, Stam Mishnah, we pass him like a Stam Mishnah. We don't pass him like this Mishnah. Amalei bar minodai. This Mishnah is an exception. The Rabbi Yechim of Reish Lakish told me to buy Zu in the Mishnah. This is not a nice gehalt in the Mishnah. There's mistakes in this Mishnah. My time. What's wrong with the Mishnah? Omar Rafuna Bama Noyech Mishmei the Rabbi Di Berei the Rabbi Ke Mishum the Kasha Reish the Seif, because there's a stira the Reish and the Seif. So you see there's a mistake in the Mishnah. The Mishnah alone, you see there's mistakes in it. Diktoni shel tzemer shenitlu shinov achas mi bentayim toyer. That in the Reish it said, when talking about shel tzemer, it says if you have three teeth and one was taken out, the middle one was taken out, toyer. So it's toyer. So why is it toyer? Because the two teeth which are left over are too spread apart, so therefore you can't comb with two teeth which are spread apart. But let's be medayik, but if you have two teeth that are close together, that's the whole lumbus. He said, if you took one tooth, you took out the middle tooth, so the two outer teeth are spread apart, so though you can't comb with two teeth which are spread apart. But it would seem if you have two teeth together, or nishtayre bo shtayre mokimecha tome, vahodo tome, and then it says right afterwards, nishtayre bo gimel tome, if three teeth are left over its tome, gimel in shtayim loy. So the Gemara says, umay kushye, so this is so terrible, dilma ho begav yose, ho bebriyose. Maybe one is talking about the inner teeth, one is speaking about the outer teeth. Now, there are two pshatim in Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Achas mi bintai, shemi kol gimel hasmuchais, all three teeth, which are close to one another, Nitla he'emtsoi besuloi chosi. So now you can't comb with it. Hoysa achitsoina achas mehashleimois alolo shenishtairo gimel im achitsoinis. That means we said if the three teeth are left over, so it has a shame masreik. But what if one of the three teeth are the outer tooth? B'shem chitzayne rechavahi. The outer tooth is dull. It doesn't come to a point. Ke'ein chitzayne shebemasreg shaleit shalona. If you look at our combs, the outer tooth is dull. It can't comb. Ilkach le'mahani ba'adayu. So it can't be mitzurif to the other two teeth. So you only have three teeth. V'toyah. Le'melakeh. But if you took out two of these teeth, and you made it into a tweezers, melkochaim, shekir, and tanlish, or one tooth you were mesaken, lener, lenaker, esaner, to clean out the aner, ulemituach, to spread out, lifresh beged, to spread out a beged, keena chayotim, like the tailor, shemoyshin, oiris, bemismorim, they spread out leather, or skins, bimisparim with nails, so this could be used as thumbtacks, as nails. Tmei, lekam and porich. The Gemara's lady gonna ask, here, so zastira, dotan reish kulon, shenitlo achas, bifnei atzman tmei, zwafel gab deloy hiskino. There it doesn't say you have to fix it in order it will be chazi to use for a keli. It's tamei, achas, achas, tameis. And here we say that you have to be mesaken it for a nail. Nothing was going to ask later. So, but what was the kasha? The kasha was that we have a stira in the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah would seem if you have two teeth together, So it's tummy. In the safe, it seems you need three teeth together. Hodik toni shtayim tome begavyoso. It's speaking about the inner, the middle teeth. Emtsois, the middle ones. The chosien tve shehein kineged beis yad hamasrik. They're opposite the handle of the masrik. Is boy, and when he holds the handle, muchavon is saying lisrik, you could comb with them. Vahodiktoni sholish einstein loybe brayosa. Vloybe chitzainis mamish, tamrinen oisa chitzaina achas mehem toir, elo oisan amishuches klapi haroish, de einon muchavonis keneged beis yad hamasrik, loichozi kulahai hilke gimulu de chozi bemikzas, Avoshtayim loichazu v'loimidi. I saw on the Sefer Maisa Oireg, Davonia forgot to bring it, but let me try to explain. There are two Lashonas in Rashi. The first Lashon of Rashi, the Masreik Shel Tzema, there's two Lashonas what this Masreik is. The first Lashon, the process is called carding. That means it was a large, let's say, rectangle that was full with small needles sticking out, and they used to, and it was full with needles. These were the teeth of the masreik. Now, in the middle of this rectangle, coming out like a shovel, you had a handle. That means I held the masreik. I held the masreik by the handle. And that's how I used to comb. I used to comb the wool going this way. So a person has control on the teeth, which are mechuven keneged the handle, because that's where he's holding it. So on these teeth, he has control over them. The teeth on the sides of the masreik, not mechuven keneged the handle, so he can't control them so well because the handle is in the middle of the masreik. So that is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says like this. Sometimes two teeth are sufficient. You can comb with two teeth. And sometimes you need three teeth. So when are two teeth good? That means like this. If you have two teeth, can I get the handle? So Mamele, so he can, that's all you have on the masrik, you have these two teeth, but he can control the two teeth, because it's mechum and can I get the handle, so with two teeth he can also card the wool, he can comb the wool with two teeth. But what is if the whole masrik is without teeth? It's toothless. Now you have at the end of the masrik, you have two teeth. So he can't use this comb well. He can't control it well because it's the end of the masreik, and there's only two teeth. It's ta'altil reyes. There you need three teeth. If you have three teeth, so even though he can control it well enough, but with three teeth he can still comb out wool. Let us again see the Lashon of Rashi. That's the first Lashon of Rashi. Hodiktoni shtayim tome bigavyosa. What does bigavyosa mean? Emtsois, the middle teeth. The chosion tve, you can use them better. Shehem keneged beis yad hamasrek. Because these middle teeth are mechuven keneged the handle. Urshu oiches boy, so when he's holding the handle, mechuvan is saying lisrik, so it's mechuvan to come. You can come with them because you have control over them because it's mechuvan keneged the handle. V'hodiktoni sholosh en shtayim loy. That what it says that you need three teeth. Bebalioso by the outer teeth, the teeth that are not mechuvan keneged the handle. So Rashi says, "V'loy bechitzoynis mamish doesn't mean the three outer teeth. Domrinen hoisa chitzoynis achas mem toya. You can't use the outer tooth because the outer tooth is dull. Eloisin amishuch is klapi arosh. Those which are towards the outside, the einu mechubonis kedeged beis yad. They're not mechuvin connected to the Beisad, which is in the middle of the Masrek, Beisad HaMasrek. V'leichazi kulei hai. So it's not, you can't control it so well because you're only holding on by the handle. Hilkach gimbalu dechazi b'mitzas. So three you could use. Avoshtayim leichazi v'lemidi. Two teeth that are not mechuvin connected to the Beisad are not usable. Lishme achine. Now, Rashi says another pshat in Bar Yosa in Gav Yosa. V'hu iker, and this is the correct pshat. B'Gav Yosa u'Bar Yosa shtei shurois shinayim yesh lemasreg shel tzemer. Chitzaynis u'pnimis. Now, if we could imagine, again, we'll have the same rectangle, and there are two rows of teeth. The outer row means the row that's, we have a handle, we have the same thing, we have a handle, and then we have a masrek, and we have two rows of teeth. One row is away from him, that's the outer row, and then there's one row that is close to him. Now, there's a yesodistic difference between the two rows. Difference number one, the outer row, the teeth are much taller. Number one. The inner row, the teeth are shorter. Chilek number two, the way the teeth are set up, it looks like a T. That means as follows, that you have by the outer row you have two teeth, and like a segel, you have one tooth of the inner row. Two teeth and one tooth. That is how it looks. That is the picture of this masrek. Now, the reason it is made like this, there's a lumdus to it. The lumdus is as follows. The inner teeth are only used to grasp the wool, but not to comb the wool. Therefore, they're shorter, and there's less of the inner teeth there. The outer row, the teeth are longer, and there's more of them, there's 2 to 1, and the outer teeth comb the wool. So now let us see Rashi. Lishna achine v'hu ikel. B'gav yoso u'bir yoso, shtei shureis shinayim yesh lemasrek. Shel tzema. A masrek shel tzema has two rows of teeth. Chitzoinis, an outer row, that is away from him, away from the handle. Upnimius, and an inner row. Hachitzoinis iker hamaloche tluye bahem. The iker combing is done with the outer row. Upnimius, and the inner teeth is likloy tatzema. This is just to grab the tzema. Shelayipah. That means you need three together because you're combing, and you can't comb without three. But the inner row, the only purpose of the inner row is to grasp the wool. Two teeth can also grasp the wool. So Memela, so the Gemara said, so what's the calamity? You say it's ain't a Mishnah, it's not a Mishnah. You have a stira, one place it says you need three teeth, one says you need two teeth. It matters. Obe gaviosa, obe buriosa. The gaviosa is a kaponim, two are sufficient. However, we learn shat, buriosa, you need three. So that's, you can't slug off the Mishnah because of this. Ela mehoch. No, there's another reason the Mishnah is ainu Mishnah. Diktoni v'kulon shenitlo achas b'vnei atzmon tmeyes v'afal gav delo yiskino. It said by a masrek shel pishton, each tooth that was taken out already is mekabel tume. You do not need to do anything to be mesaken it. The way it is chozi lekabel tume. Eima seifet. Now let's see the seifet. Achas, you took out one tooth, Vehiskino l'ner, and you were misakin this tooth, that you should be able to use it to clean out a ner, oilem yisuach, or you were misakin it, that you should be able to use it to spread out, to stretch begodim. Tmeya, hiskina en, loy hiskina loy. Oh, so we see that the Mishnah is contradictory. Omar Rabbaya Maikushe, what's the kashe? Dume hobi kotayu hobi loy kotayu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, bikatayu, shenotol imo chatichas eitz. That means like this. We have to understand these teeth were sharp. So you can't use something that is sharp on both sides. So you can't use it. You have to do something to make it usable. So, if when you took out, that means these teeth were attached to a wooden base. So if you took out the tooth and a chelik of the wooden base went along, so it's like a thumbtack with a head. So kaponim, you have a head to it. So the moki mashimush is you have a head to it which enables you to use the tooth. That's if you took out, so there's a handle to it, that's what it means. A chelik of the eighth that it's mechuba with came along with the tooth. So then you don't have to be misakin, and that's the first case. Shenotal imma chatichas eitz, vihi nasis lo beishad. So this becomes a handle to the tooth. Veinitzrichat tikonache. That's the reishe. And the seif is speaking about Beloikatayu, it was taken out without anything attached to it. So you can't use it the way it is, because both ends are sharp, so you have to be misakin it. That's one teretz. Omar Rapopa said another teretz, Umay Kushil, let's talk kash, Vidulma hobe katinta hobe alimta. Alimta ovois. That means that they're thick. Einam tzrichem beishad. That means could be their thicker teeth. The thicker teeth are not so sharp, so you don't have to be misakin it. And the reish is speaking about alimta, and the seif is speaking about katinta. So it's a beautiful Mishnah. There's no problems with the Mishnah. So now we're back to the kasha. So why don't we paskin like that Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Ela mishum de misaimi bo davkoni zu divrei Rab Shimon." If you look at the meduyik tike mishnayis, small print, it says zu divrei Rab Shimon. It's not a star mishnah anymore. So it's Rabbeinu Kodesh says it's Rab Shimon. It's a male. It's Rab Shimon. So we don't have paskin like the mishnah. Let us go zu divrei Rab Shimon. V'lav stomei. So it's not a star mishnah. Sholach Rab Chiya Bar Oven Ma'arsin Toich Gimel V'chein Oisim Ma'isim V'chein Yoy Rab Olozo Melamdeinu Mishum Rab Chanina Godel Ruboi Shal Rishon V'ruboi Shal Shlishi V'emtsoi Sholach. Let's see what Rashi says. Chen oisim maise, kloima kache isi mene kachomim oisim, rubei shal chodesh rishin, ve rubei shal achoy, ve emtsoi shole. Now, there are two ways how to learn pshat in this Gemara. According to the Tanakhama, the Tanakhava says you have to wait 3 months. For Afchon, you need 3 months. So other eine von der beide, either these Amoroim, Rab Chiya Bar Oven, Rab Elozer hold that you don't need 3 complete months. If you have 16 days from the first month and 16 days from the last month, And in a chodesh emtsoi that sholem, that's also called 3 months. could be their chaylik. That means that the Tana said a lotion of these are amayroim. We're not fighting with the Tana. The Tana said 3 months, but he meant Rubei Shalish and Rubei Shalach, and they had such a Messiah, and Tzoyi Sholeim, that's enough to make Hukar Ubra. That's one way you could learn. Or we could learn that Be'emerson is as follows. He says, by Ma'arsim, that's the Ritas Aloshim would seem like this. That Be'emerson, according to the Tanakhama, that says that you're not permitted to make Erisin unless you waited 3 months. Now, this Aloche is not Me'iker Hadin, because what's wrong of making Erisin? Al-Kochach, they were geyser, Erisin, not on the suet. That means, if you don't mat Erisin, mat on the suet. But the whole din of, so they said, so by Erisin, there's also a Aloche of Amtone of Shalishonim. Of Shalish Chadoshim. So they said, but in this Chumre of Ma'arsim, there you could have a Lamdish Shalish Chadoshim. You don't need 3 complete Chadoshim. That means when they made the Gzeire, they said as long as it has a shame of Shalish Chadoshim, Rubei Shalish and Rubei Shalishim and Tzoy Shalom. In the Gzeira of Ma'arsim, they were matter. You don't need 3 complete months. That the Rehitus Loshen Gemara would seem like this, because you see, they're only speaking about Ma'arsim. Ma'arsim Toich Gimel. Would seem like Ma'arsim. And the Sugi would seem like that. Ameimar Shore Le'oreis B'yoim Tishim. Now, Ameimar wasn't such a big maker by Erison. But the 90th day already, so by Erison he was Michael. He was Michael by Erison. Omar le Ravashi la Meimer, the Rav Shmuel, the Omri Tavayu, Tzricha la Hamtin, Gimel Chadoshim, Chutz miyoyim shemeizbay, v'chutz miyoyim shenisalzbay. He says, I don't understand you. How can be Michael the 90th day? We see Rav Shmuel said you need 90 days besides the Yom Shemezbay and the Yom Shenisarazbay. So how could you be make on the 90th day? So he says, you have your facts mixed up. That what Rav Shmuel were makel, ahulin yemeinekes itma. That's speaking about meinekes. Meinekes is an erens tezach, pikuach nefoshes of the vlad. So meinekes, taka, they said you need 2 complete years plus 2 days. The Rav Shmuel d'omit habayu tzricha lahamtim chav dalet chaydish, they have to wait 24 months, 2 years, chutz miyoyim shenelot bay, v'chutz miyoyim shenisar sabah. So the Gemara says, "Vahu da ovet sudas erisin b'yoyim tishim ba'avsed deirove l'sudos." Someone made a sudas erisin, made a big suda, and the 90th day, and Rove was mavsed the suda. He asked, they threw away the suda. He was mavsed the suda. So you see from Rove that. It's no, you can't cut corners. You need 90 full days. She says, "Ahi sudas nesuin avoy." That was a sudas nesuin. Nesuin is also meikar adin. So meila day after day, I can need 3 complete months. Erisin is only also als gzeirat nesuin. So meila, they can cut corners. Al kaponim, the 90th day can be make. Al kaponim, that's what a meme held. Vehilchis. Now, la aloche, the Gemara says, tzricha lahamtin chav dalet chaydish chutz miyayim shenoylet bay v'chutz miyayim shenisar sabay. Utzricha lahamtin gimel chadoshim, and you have to wait 3 months, chutz miyayim shemeis bay v'chutz miyayim shenisar sabay. So, bekitza, all these kulis that we had heard, that Adam Eroi wanted to be Mekel, Lahaloche, we paskin, that, and that's what's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, you need 3 complete, you need 90 days, not only 3 months, you need 90 days, that, chutz miyem she meizbe, chutz miyem she nis'ar saboy. Let us see Rashi. The Hilchos Minika Tzicha Lahamtin Chav Dalet Chodesh Chutz Miyem Shenoylet Boy Veisha She'ena Minika Tzicha Lahamtin Gimel Chadoshim Chutz Miyem Shemeiz Bailo V'chutz Miyem Shenis'ar Soboy. Let us go a little further. We hear in the Mishnah, again, let's refresh our memory. We had 3 days in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says that Echad Besulois, Vechad Beulois, Echad Arusais, Vechad Nesuais, Lo Yis'arsu, Velo Yinosu, Achilem Shloisha Chadosh. That we machma that an Arusa is not even permitted to make Eres. That's the biggest chumra. That means even though there's in reality no chash of problem, because an arusa to make Eres, she's not Moberes and she won't become Moberes, Afal Pikein, the Tanakama asked that you have to wait 3 months for an Arusa to make Eres. Rabbi Yehuda was more makel, more liberal. He said, whenever there's a Shaila, it's also, but when there's no Shaila, it's Mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, Anesuois is Arsu, Barusa is Yinosu. There's no Shaila, so Mamela, we could be Matter. Then Rabbi Yossi said, Aloshin, Kol Hanoshim Yis Arsu, Chutz Yalmone. And let us just for, we hear a machlokes exactly what Rabbi Yossi means, but let's learn the way Rashi, by us and Tosfos learns Pshat, that Kol Hanoshim includes Nesuais, Yis Arsu, and Hu Adin Arusais Yinosu. So that means in the Havchona de Kishayla, he holds completely like Rav Yehuda. That means if there won't be any problems, everything is muta. Eresin is muta for an Asua, and Asuin is muta for an Arusa. But an Almona, an Asuin, is also to make Eresin, because there's another problem. There's a problem of Avelis. She's an Almona, so she's an Ovo. So the first 30 days, she's not permitted to make Eres. So, Al-Koponim, the way we're learning now, it comes out that Rabbi Yossi holds that in Shloshim, there's an Issa of Eresin. That means we know there's a velus of Shiva, there's a velus of Shloshim. And in Shloshim, many things are muta. Afal Pikein, he said, but Eresin is also in Shloshim. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Chizde, I don't understand this. How could you be machma by in Shloshim, be machma on Eresin? Kal v'choyma, I have a kal v'choyma. Uma b'mokim she'osa l'chabes muta le'oris. I'll show you a place. We'll see that's in Shavua Shechal by Tishabot. That kibbutz is osa, and eresin is muta. The week that Tishabot is chal, you're allowed to make eresin that week, but you're not allowed to wash clothing that week. Midina de Gemara. Is mokim shemuta lechabes, if you're allowed in shloishim, one is muta kibbutz, shloishim only also in the shiva, midine. In the shloishim it's muta. So Rav Chisda made a kal v'chomer, madoch shavua shechal by tishabov, that kibbutz is also, eresin is muta. So we see that Eresin is more kill than kibbutz. So in Shloshim, that kibbutz is mutter, So what is Pshat? Rabbi Yossi, Amon is not allowed to make Erisin to get married because she's an Avela. So she's an Avela, but the Avelas of Shloishim, Erisin should not be Yossi. That's Rabbi Chizdis Kalbochayma. When there's a Nisa Kibbutz, there's a Heter Erisin, Mokim Shemuta Lechabes, and Adin Shemuta Leores. Mahi, where do you see that a mokim that's also lechabes is mutali yoris? It's not Shabbos shechal tishabov b'seicha. The Shavua shechal tishabov b'seicha, the week that tishabov will be. Let's say tishabov will be on a Thursday, so from Sunday till Thursday. Also lesape ulechabes. Taspeiris is also, kibbutz is also, Bachmishi Mutter, I said a bad marshal, Tisha B'Av will be Friday. Bachmishi Mutter, or Shabbos, Bachmishi Mutter, when they covered the Shabbos. You allowed Chamishi it's Mutter. Kibbutz and Taspoiris. Besanye, and we learned, Koidem Azman Azeh. The Gemara now learned, Koidem Azman Azeh means Koidem Tisha B'Av. The more understood that this means Shavua Shechal by Tishbav, the same thing. Omematim, Biskayim, Milisa, Militain, Milivnais, Vilintoya, Umarsin. So if Kaidim Azman Azam means Shavua Shechal by Tishbav, so it says, Masamatin is also, Eresin is Mutter, Aboloi Kainzin, Nisun is also, and Oisin Sudas Eresin, Sudas Eresin is also also. So that was Rav Chizdis Kash, Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, Kibbutz is Osar, and Erisin is Mutar, so in Shloishim, if Kibbutz is Mutar, Akal Bochem, that Erisin should be Mutar. Omar, so the Gemoyen says, no, you're not learning the right Pshat in the Beraisa. Koidem Azman Azeh does not mean Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Koidem Azman Azeh means before the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Koidem the Koidem. So Memele, so the Tana was Mata Erisin before the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. No, before the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, Kibbutz is also Mutter. So you don't find any place that Kibbutz is more Chomer than Erisin. I still have a kalvachayim. Uma b'mokim she'osa lisa v'litin. Aba kaidim de kaidim. Masa matin is osa. Muta le'yoreis. So what do we see? We see that Erisin is killed and masa matin. Masa matin is osa kaidim de kaidim. Erisin is muta. Mokim she'muta lisa v'litin. So in Shloishim, the Masa Matn is Mutter, Ein Eidin Shem Mutter Leyoreis. So what is Pshat in Rabbi Yossi? So you have a question now on Rabbi Yossi. How could Rabbi Yossi be Mekel, be Machmer, to say that Erisin is also Toich Shloishim, if Masa Matn is Mutter, and Masa Matn is Mochomer than Erisin, so about the Gewiss, Erisin should be Mutter. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi kavuchem Rav Chizde matmiya al divrei Rabbi Yosi sheoisa laoreis machmas avelus kolamet kriktoni lekamon kamen evil shalosh loishimim. That Rabbi Yosi comes to us, it's not mavu in the Mishnah. How long he asks, but later the Baraisa says 30 days. B'mokim sh'osu l'chabe, Shabbos sh'chal tisha b'avliyas b'soyche, muta l'yoris, teirisin lav simchaninu. So therefore they were matar eirisin. Mokim sh'muta l'chabe, teich lamed yoyim sh'leivel. D'o v'lein osa b'tach, b'isis eloshiva yomim. D'chol sh'loishim yoyim l'giyutz nan b'perik v'ele megalchem. Giyutz is osa. Pressing. Or stamazoy washing with detergent. That's giyutz. The chol shloishim yom legiyutz na bepek ve'le megalchen. Avo kibbutz loy, stam kibbutz is muta. Dotas Rashi says dotas peiris gufe. Ilav da osye pera pera mi nozer loy mitzra. We have a special limud. We learn pera pera from nozer that aspoiris is shloishim yoim. And by kibbutz we don't have such a limud. So kibbutz is mutar per shloishim. Koydem azman hazeh. Kosalka daitach koydem tes bo'ol. Bainu kol ha-shabri shechaliz besoichem mematim b'masa matim. And neiris in his mutter. Uma arsim, the lab simchi, because it's not a simchi. U mitzvah kovit, it's a mitzvah. Neiris in his a mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, kisanya hi de ma arsim, koidim de koidim. Koidim shabri shechaltish bo besoichem. Da hosam buta lachabes, avotoycha shabes, kishem shosa lachabes, osa namili oris, veleke kalbochemus, you don't have a kalbochemus, he says, I do have a kalbochemus, for masa or mat. Let us see the Tosfos on our sugya till now. Bimokim shemuta lachabes. Rav Chisda esta kashe, in shloishim kibus is muta, is avada givis, eresin should be mutter. Garsino. So Taisu says that is the girse. The girse is mutter lechabes. The loy garsinon lesaper. Now there was a girse that taspoiris is mutter shloishin. That was the girse. So Taisu says, no, you have to erase this girse. Taspoiris is also shloishin. So we get, if the regeris lachapis. V'loi garsino l'sape, v'amrine b'moyed kotten, the reshash is mochik di yersham, so why to go to yersham, it's gmoros and babli, v'amrine b'moyed kotten, legiyot ul'taspoires shloishim yoyim. That is an isa taspoires shloishim yoyim. So how could we be geiris na gemore mokim shemutu l'sape, aine din shemutu l'aris? Taspoires is taka osa. Kol shloishim. Barav Rab Yaakov me'alainish hevi mehach girse ve'isha muteres benetila seyo. The Rab Yaakov me'alainish had this girse. Tosfos is making a new girse in the Gemara. I mean, the Bali Tosfos had this girse taspeiris, that taspeiris is muter shloishim. And the Rab Yaakov Melainish had a problem. How can you say Taspoiris is Mutter Shloishim? The Gemara said Taspoiris is also Shloishim. So he said, the Gemara is speaking about Taspoiris of Noshim. Noshim are Mutter be Taspoiris after Shiva. So Memele, so and we're speaking about Noshim. She's in the Mela, so she is Mutter be Taspoiris after Shiva. So she should zichah be Mutter be Eiris. That's one mahalach to be miyashiv the girse. Ba'oid motzino lemeima, we could be miyashiv the girse with another mahalach. The hocha, alive the Rabbi Yosi kaime, our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yosi, the shori taspeiris ba'ovu. That Rabbi Yosi on taspeiris is mut. You brought a Gemara that taspeiris is also koshloishim. That's true. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yosi. We're talking about Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi was the one that asked Eirisin, so we could ask Rabbi Yosi l'shitosu. L'shori taspeiris be'ov. Where do we see that Rabbi Yosi was matter taspeiris? Tohochi kosov bal halochas b'toilis. Shem she'osu legaleach b'moyit. Just like the Janissa Taglachas Bemoy, Kach also Legaleach Bime Eble. So Taglachas is also Bime Eble. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Mat. Rabbi Yosi is Mat Taglachas. Kol Lamidyoim also Letapspeiris Echot Zekone Echot Saroishim Echot Kol Sar Sheboy. So now, the vile Tosfos had learned Pshat. That when it says, Kol Lamedyoim Osu L'Taspeiris, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, just like Taglachas is Osur in Cholomoid, Taglachas is Osur Bimei Aveloi. And what does that mean? Kol Lamedyoim Osu L'Taspeiris. That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yossi is mata taglachas by a novel. So it means after the shibitz mutter. So I have already, and again, London, we're finished already with the raisa. So we see the Bahag brings down a baraisa that Rabbi Yossi was mata taspoiris after shibitz. So Memela, so our Gemara is very good. We can have the skills. So you're asking the Kasha in Mayit Kotn, it says Tasperis is also called Shiva. Sure, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda knows Tasperis is also called Shiva. But our Rav Chizd is asking on Rabbi Yossi Lishitosei, who is Mater Tasperis in Sloish. Matos brings down the whole Bahag. Echshem Sha'osa Litel Tziponayim B'moyit Kachosa b'mei evloi divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi mata. Period. And then it says, v'isha mutaris menetilu seyel achazar. This is what the Baal Halachas Gedolus says. So memele, so with this Baal Halachas Gedolus, we could be miyashiv in the two mahalchem, the gils of taspeiris. Oh, the, according to Rabbi Yaakov Me'alainish, an ish is muta betaspeiris in shloishim. Or, according to the Malach, Rabbi Yossi holds that is an, taspeiris is muta in shloishim. So you don't have to make a new gils. So let's stick with the old gils. So Taisi says, umiyu einire. With all your lamdis, I do not wish to agree with the old Gilsa. The Shemo Isha, the Shari, so you're telling me, let's go according to Rabbi Yaakov the Leinish. Rabbi Yaakov the Leinish said that an Isha is muta betaspiris after Shiva. So the Shemo Isha, the Shari ba'avele, that means taspiris for Zohar is also, taspiris for Isha is muta after Shiva. Shari nami betishibov. So, what's the whole kasha? Yes, in the kasha it says taspoires is also. Yes, in the kasha taspoires is also b'shabuah shechal b'tishabot. So in the neiris in his mutter. So here taspoires is mutter. Neiris in tzitzichah b'mutter. Who told you that taspoires is speaking about taspoires of a nekeve? That taspoires can be speaking about a taspoires of a zochel. Taspoires of a zochel is also also called shloishim. But you're saying that, oh, but Taspiris of a Nekeve. Who says Taspiris of a Nekeve is also Shmuish Chalbay Tishabot? Maybe that's big about Taspiris of a Zohar. Miu Einire, the Shema Ishi, the Sharye Ba'aveile, that the Taspiris is Mutter, Sharye Dami B'Tishabot. The Chain Rabbi Yossi, the Shari Lesape Ba'aveile, Shari Nami B'Tishabot. Then also, if you're telling me, that our whole sugi is going Rabbi Yossi l'shitosoi, so he's asking a kasha from a mishneh in Tainis that says taspoiris is also b'shabuah shechal b'tishbuah. Who told you that this mishneh is going according to Rabbi Yossi? It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Va'oidnir in the second stick Torah that you said Rabbi Yossi was mata taspoiris and shloishim, Rabbi Yossi nami also l'sapa. The mistami yalav pera minoza. This is a lima to learn that from noza. Aye, the Baal Halachas Gedolus brings down Rabbi Yossi mata legaleich. B'chol roishay hu d'shori legaleich. He's only mata kol roishay. The nivul hu. That's, he's not beautifying himself. If you're medayik to Lashonis, let's be medayik to Lashonis. Kshem shosa legaleich b'moyit kachosa legaleich b'mei evlei. Rabbi Yossi mata. Kol abijim osa letaspoiris. It's possible b'giluach v'sayim betaspoiris. So you know what the teretz is? They're two different things. The giluach, there's a svar more to be makele by giluach, because giluach is a nivul. So there, Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda was Meikel, was Machmer Begiluach. Rabbi Yossi was Meikel Begiluach. Taspoiris, everyone knows this also. Rei Mashme, Mitech Halachas Deu Shebeisim, Kele Gelsine Nocher Lesaper, the Giluach Kolorosh Loi Mikri Sipo, Safilo according to Rabbi Yossi, only Giluach is Mutter. Taspoiris is also...